Report 38, Isabella County, about 8 miles south of that Soaring Eagle Casino, Mount Pleasant, Michigan. The Kerchunk Channel, WSDY 438. What is it, music hour and ka-chunk hour? Ka-chunk, ka-chunk.
Whoever's coming in as ka-chunk, ka-chunk, I can hear you loud and clear. It's WRZ-873.
WSDY 438, Mount Pleasant. About 8 miles south of Mount Pleasant.
I copy that, Mount Pleasant. I'm over here in Lincoln Park down area.
South sounding real good, Lincoln Park. Thank you. Have a great night up there, down there. Enjoy the autumn, the fall. Good time of year. Nice and cool. Gonna have some warm days. Have a great weekend. WSDY 438 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Copy that, Mount Pleasant. You came in loud and clear. This is WRZ-873. I'll be clear.
This is WRFK 35I. This is Wyandup. Good afternoon, Lincoln Park. I'm going to talk to you guys later. We'll be on the side monitoring.
This is WRZZ873 with another radio check. Over. Whoever keeps trying to come back to me, you're not coming in clear at all. Just coming in as a bunch of noise in the background. Over.
WRFK359. We're out. I'll wind up. I just want to say hello.
RFP coming out of Wyandotte. This is Lincoln Park. Over.
Yeah, I was on my walkie-talkie. I think the battery's getting low on it, so I put the base station on. Yeah, this is WRFK359. Yeah, I'm the north end of the Wyandotte, so. I heard you out there, so I figured I'd give you a shout. So, I'll talk to you later on. My voice is going. So, 732, yeah, and I'll talk to you later on. We're on the site monitoring.
Copy that, Wyandotte, on the base station. I'm on HT Redovis Radio at Lincoln Park. You have a good night, and hope that voice gets better. This is WRZZ873, clear. WRZZ873, that radio check was good. You're coming in a little noisy though. Where exactly did you think you're coming from? Over. Copy that. You're coming in pretty noisy, but I can hear that you were coming from Toledo on an HT receiver, handheld. I'm on a Redovis HT. My battery is low, but I'm on high power right now. Over.
Copy that. I just got home from work. Heard some people on Appreciate Radio Check, WROC 967. Clear.
Okay, copy that. You came in clear that time. It was WROC 967. This is WRZZ873, clear.
WSTY 438. We heard Wyandotte. We heard Toledo. You too, Lincoln Park. We're clear.
Copy that. You're coming in crystal clear. If you're sitting right next to me, this is Lincoln Park. Over.
That's good to hear. That's really good to hear. I just found it, and I'm using somebody's repeater there, so God bless them. You guys all have a good night. God bless out there. Take care. WSTY 438.
Well, WSTY 438, you're coming in crystal clear, so kudos to the person that's letting you use their radio or base station or whatever you're on right now. Over.
Roger, Roger. We're on a radio oddity. Oh, my eyes are bad. DB20-G. It's a dual band GMRS VHF or VM. I'm kind of new at it, but I've been in the radio. My dad's a ham operator. I've been around it all my life, but kind of knew myself. You guys take care. God bless. Have a great night. WSTY 438.
Copy that. You have a good night as well, buddy. This is WRZZ873. I'm on a Redovis tri-band radio that receives the airband. Only receives. Does not commit, obviously. We're not trying to get in trouble here. But I'm going to go ahead and hop off here. This is our ZZ873. I'll be clear on your final.
Radio, thanks for the comeback, sir. We appreciate it. I'll try a little harder on the numbers next time, but I know you're in Lincoln Park, so I'll remember that. WSTY 438. Have a good night, everybody. We're listening.
WSAS 561 in a bus. WSAS 561, Toledo, Ohio, standing by. WSAS 516, Toledo, Ohio, calling.
Hello, hello, Toledo, Ohio. WSTY 438, Mount Pleasant, Michigan, up here by the Soaring Eagle Casino. About south 8 miles, a little town called Shepherd.
WSAS 561, Toledo, Ohio, standing by.
No contact on Toledo, Ohio. WSTY 438, we're listening.
USAS 561 monitoring.
We hear you, Toledo. WSDY 438. WSDY 438, clear the frequency.
WSAS 561 Toledo, Ohio, calling. WSEV 387. WSAS 561 Toledo, Ohio. WSEV 387 monitoring.
Thank you. WRWS 516. Good morning.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are rolling.
WSAA 692, good morning.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County.
How far is that?
WRZP 544, Bob here in Sheboygan County, tip of the mitt here in Michigan.
You're up here. Are you getting in over RF?
Question. I don't have a clue, sir.
Hi, 44. I'm sorry. I must have been in a horrible spot.
It's all good. RYR 503, good morning, Sheboygan County, Bob. Sergeant 503, I'll be right back with you. Give me 2 minutes. Pumping gas. WRZP 544.
In Morgan, Bob.
You on this Saturday morning, sir?
Are you up in Sheboygan still?
That just outside of Indian River.
Roger. Yeah, you're not too far from my place then.
Heading back out to the home 20 out in Afton now as we speak.
I can't wait for the day that I'm out there permanently. This time, I'm not coming back.
Certainly appreciate that. I certainly can.
I moved up into there back 1990 and moved into the cabin in 2018. And was in there for almost a year, and then I got called from the state of Michigan about my dad dying, or getting ready to die, which he never told me. He tried to keep it a secret. Eventually that stuff leaks out, but you know how people are.
Again, I can relate. Similar situation with my father, so I can respect that. But, looking forward to having you up here as well.
Yeah, that was a cold winter, too, 2018 into 2019. Oof, that was cold.
Was, yeah. What was it, 18 there? I had, 6.5 foot of snow piled up against the house there. My house is situated east, west, north, south, the front facing east. And I get that west wind, boy, let me tell you. she stacks up the snow out at my place when that old blizzard came through.
The good part about that is I still have a plow truck, but I'm up on a big hill, so no matter what, the wind blows the slightest bit, I get to feel it.
As you can imagine, I've got a yard full of trees here. I just sit on 2 acres, and I have yet to rake a leaf. That west wind takes care of it all for me, blows it right over into the field. About the only thing I may have to do is get the blower out and move it a foot or two from the house there. So, I haven't raked the leaves since I've been up here.
Yeah, right where I'm at, I don't get a lot of leaves because I have a bunch of red pine growing in the area near the building, so that's good. Pine needles are pretty long, though. I had to clean them off my car the other day when I was up there, and pine needles are 6 or 7 inches long.
I was in a SCADA project, system acquisition and system control and data acquisition, SCADA, for the city of Norfolk down there in Virginia. Come to find out, pine needles resonate at 800 megahertz.
Yep, that's about right. I remember that. But, I don't know. I don't mind the leaves falling off the trees, but I'd like to have a better mix of hardwood.
Do that. So, any big plans this weekend?
No, but I was debating about going up there and doing some stuff for a couple of days and then coming back. I might still do that.
Back. I picked up a serial 4-element beam antenna there. I mounted it on the horizontal there. And I tell you what, that thing's just giving me problems. I'm going to work on it again today.
Yeah, I've been wanting to put up a Yagi for 2 meters just for the fun of it. Or maybe for 70 centimeters and then make it so I can use GMRS on it.
Yeah, roger that. I got an SM-70 ICOM antenna. That sucker's 80 foot long. Dipole. I may go ahead and throw it up today. That's for the ICOM 7300. But I want to get these beams settled in. Gonna have to go back to the drawing board. I'm not sure if it's a coax connection to the beams, but I've run two sets of LMR 400 coax to the darn thing, and I'll be there. She's just not doing the thing what she's supposed to do.
Trying to remember, I got a lot of 9913 and LMR 400 up there, but can't think of anything else that I have. I have a ton of coax all put up on the antennas. they're back in the woods enough so you can't see them. Plus, I took some three colors where they make camouflage, which is black, brown, and a green color, kind of like an OD green. And I painted them so they would be not as visible.
Pretty smooth operator there. Hi, my brother. I am at my destination. Time to let these puppies run. You have a good day, and I'm sure we'll do it again. Take care, sir. WRZP 544.
Okay, buddy, you take care. Almost in my ham call again. WYRR 503, clear.
WRWF 516 FOGA Flea Market on the air. We're on Hillis, Michigan.
Say what?
WRWF 516, we're doing a flea market on the air. Flea market on the air, Romulus, Michigan.
Barely making the machine, it's mostly noise. Where are you at? We're barely making the machine, WSPM 300 Bay City.
Sounds like I can make it into Macomb better right now, so I'll try that. WRWF 516, Flea Market on the air, Romulus, Michigan.
Station 421. Station 421, this is WIUG, grade 8. Station 421, go ahead. It's too thick. It's pretty thick. I can't even see it about 200 feet away. I'm not going. So do what you want to do, but I'm not going to be there. Do one, you don't sound good. Do something different. I'm on a station out of Flint. Anybody out there at Flint? WIUG, please give us a radio check. Out of Flint. Station out of Ohio, WIUG 48, copy. How about that station out of Ohio? WIUG 48, copy. Station, out of Ohio. WIUG 48, copy. Station out of Ohio. WIUG 48, copy.
WRWB 489, monitoring.
WSEQ 575 listening. WSEQ 575 clear.
WRAS 504. WRHW478, mobile and monitoring.
WRPS 211, radio check.
This is WSAX 712. I got you loud and clear in Westland.
Copy that. Much appreciated. Just right on the outside of Huron, so I was just checking to see if that Mount Clemens repeater could come in from where I'm at. Sounds like it's all good. WRPS 211, clear.
WSAX 712, not a problem, happy to help, and WSAX 712, clear, standing by.
WRYX 551, cruising through Sheboygan, radio check.
Five one one. This is WSAX 712. I got you loud and clear from Westland.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Not a problem at all. WSAX 712 is clear and standing by.
Hey, thanks for coming back to me. Yeah, I'm driving heading north from Ever. I had a little football game for my son last game. Heading back to Manton where I belong, and I wanted to see if I could hit the Sheboygan repeater from here. So I appreciate it.
WRTP 347, Dan, mobile.
WSJA 949. WSAJ 949.
morning, WRC401. Good morning, everyone. Trying to get a radio check bonus. You're out of Detroit, Michigan.
So the last call sign that was calling, you're coming through a bit staticky. This is WSAX712 from Westland.
Solid copy on that coming in, staticky out of Westland. Big comeback. I'll try to get a little bit later.
Top, y'all. It might be a possibility of an antenna placement or unknown past that, but you are readable, just there is some static that's going on there. For the time being, WSAX712 clear, standing by.
Roger that, man.
WSEX-400 monitoring.
WRWP-644 listening.
Roger that, 644. WRVV-690.
Roger, a little hash in there, but I got you.
Copy that.
I am mobile right now. Eastbound portal.
Stationary at that location I was telling you about.
Yeah, man, we're visiting that tower real good from there. How is this still?
I'm going to switch to the HT.
What does water from the handheld?
Okay, I switched to the HT. I didn't hear you very well on the HT, but sounds like you got a little wavery in your transmission.
A lot
Roger that. I was moving for a second. It should be stable now. Okay, I have someone else on the air. Just was in there. Something about coming up.
What are they doing? Having service over there and you're just in the lot?
I don't know what's going on here. But I am in the lot. In the lot.
I for a cold 100, anything like that?
I bring everything I need.
Roger that. Roger that. Okay. Thinking way back 20, 30 years ago when we used to dream and beg about getting something like a repeater. Now look at today.
There is somebody else underneath you there.
Okay, 690, I'm not going to hold you long. I got to take care of some business, and I'm going to go ahead and try to monitor. WRWB 644 is listening for a little while and then going off.
Roger that, 644. WRWB 690 is clear. Station in that trailer, man. That's your meeting 690 mobile, listen.
WSEV 843 monitoring.
Yeah,
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
WSBM 993 radio check.
Good. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Happy calling 810. Hey, just a quick question. You wouldn't happen to know if the Saginaw repeater is working by any chance, would you? I haven't been able to access that repeater, and I'm right in Saginaw, and I should be able to access it. Can't receive or transmit on it. Do you have any information on that by any chance?
I'm in Saginaw as well, and it's been down for probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I have no information on it. I was going to post something on Facebook, but I just haven't had a chance to yet.
Oh, it is definitely down, and it's nothing on my end, then, evidently. So, it is definitely down, and that is good to know. I'm glad I was able to confirm that with you. I'm on the Bay City repeater right now on a handheld. I don't know how I'm coming in or whatever. Is it working pretty good, though?
Yeah, you're a tiny little bit scratchy, but you're okay. I'm using the Mayville machine on a mobile right now.
Copy that. I wonder who we would contact or what we would do in order to reach out to somebody or who we would contact in reference to seeing more information on that Saginaw repeater. Would you have any idea on that?
I'm going to post to the Michigami repeater, and then there's also a Midwest GMRS repeater group. I'm going to see if anybody knows anything. But even amongst the chat here, I haven't heard anything. I've got to go on the side here. I've got to get back to work, but if I hear anything, I'll definitely be putting it out on the air.
Copy that. I appreciate you very much. You have a good one. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
WRYX 551, you're coming in loud and clear in Sheboygan.
Station 421. WIUG, please copy.
WRVM 934. WRVM 934, clear.
This is WRCT 347, standing by.
WSFG 595, radio check.
WRTR 570, I got you on the radio. I got you on the radio. What was your call sign, this guy?
WSFD-595.
All right, 595, I got you. Here in Flint. It's a little loud on my end, like the window's down. I heard something about Livonia and Lapeer. This is WRUU 850.
This is WRZ232. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Just got done with some work around the house that I had slated for today, and it all went pretty well. And now I'm just going to get a bite to eat for the missus and I, and that's about it. Got the ball game on in the background, although I'm not terribly interested in any of them. All nice. I was going to go for a bike ride, but I don't know. Maybe not. So there's a whole bunch of information for you to digest. You don't have to remember. There will not be a test.
Roger that. This is Richard in Bay City. I think I talked to you a week or two ago. I'm just walking the dog right now after mulching up some leaves in the yard. And yeah, actually, I'm right by US 10 here, near 75.
Okay, I'm sorry, did you say Richard? Name here is Sean. Did you say Richard?
Yes, that's Richard.
All right, Richard, yeah, you know, you're a little pickety, but no problem. I've copied everything so far, so all good. Walking the dog, did some leaf work. Yeah, I got my lawn cut too, in addition to some other stuff, and mostly it was just blowing the dead grass and leaves around. So that's better. I still probably need to tidy that up a little bit more. But anyhow, what do we got going here? Looks like they got the road shut, two of the four lanes shut down. So, but yes, thanks, Dave, to be walking the pooch. I should probably get out. I've ridden my bike every day for the last 3 days. I did not get out today yet, but I did a lot of strenuous work in the yard. So maybe I can, as nice as it is, maybe I'll take a break from the bike ride tonight. Get back on it tomorrow or something. Anywho, there's a nice Cutlass 442, about a 69. Running alongside of me here. I'm all over the place. Ooh, squirrel.
Yeah, Roger that. 69 Cutlass. I had a 73 Cutlass with a 354 barrel in it. And I think I bought that for like $300 back in early... Oh, had to be the early 80s. And it was a nice car. it rusted out on me, but I don't get this wrong, Sean. You're part of the MIA, I believe. I'm on the Bay City repeater, which is extremely low power, but the Saginaw, I can transmit on it, but I can't receive anything on it. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, so the Bay City machine is pretty low profile right now. It's not that high up, and it does what it does. There's plans to move it to a higher profile site, but I don't know where Paul, the trustee, is. I don't know where he's at with that. The Saginaw, on the other hand, is higher profile. I don't know why. I don't know the topography up there and, you know, the distances involved and, you know, should you be working Saginaw from Bay City? I don't know. But that's a much higher profile machine. It seems to work really good. Covers the freeway from north of Flint to quite a ways north. But not my stomping ground, so I really couldn't tell you what you should expect. You say you can key it up, the Saginaw, but you don't hear it? That seems odd to me, or do I have it backwards?
Yes, that's correct, Sean. It was, this happened maybe a couple weeks ago. We had a big power outage here in Bay County, and I know it probably didn't affect Saginaw area. Most of Bay City here for a couple hours, and I know the Bay City went down, but it was coincidental that the Saginaw had issues with that just shortly after or during that power outage.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Is there anybody else up that way that can confirm or not confirm the status of the Saginaw machine?
Yes, I've heard somebody maybe an hour ago talking about it, and there was maybe I heard another person commenting on the same issue that I explained to you. I can actually hit Mayville from here, but Saginaw was always my favorite.
All right, I'll drop Paul a line in the chat, and if he gets out and about, or somebody from the group gets out and about, and give it a try. See what's going on, but like I said, it's not really my stomping ground, so I don't know what the norm is or anything like that, but I will inquire.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. I'll get going there, and it's good talking with you, and the last I looked on my phone while I was walking my dog, it was 6-0, and Michigan wasn't winning.
Yeah. I watched the second field goal by Illinois, and that's where I cut out. So we'll see where it is when I get back. Watching that, and I'm also paying attention to the Alabama-Tennessee game. That one looks good. The big game of the evening is going to be Georgia-Texas at 7:30. I'm looking forward to that one. If that one's as good as the Ohio-Oregon game last week, then in for another good evening of college football. I do love college football. All right, we'll catch you later, Richard. If I hear anything, I'll get out here and I'll call for you, let you know. I'm almost to my stop here. WRUU 850 after yours.
Okay, Okay, Sean, thank you very much. I was glad I was able to contact and get that information out about the Saginaw repeater. WR 432, we're going to walk, and it's 70 degrees out. Have a great day.
WRTR 570, I hear you guys pretty good. I'm hitting the Flint repeater.
Actually, on my base unit, it's the Flint very well. And it's based it out on Google Maps. It was like 53 miles, but I have a good connection to it on my base station. Over.
Yeah, hey, you're in and out a little bit. I heard you say you're right there at 75 and 10. I'm actually just to the west of US 23 in Grand Blanc Road.
Okay, copy that. I'm just walking my dog right now before we get dinner going, and I'm just on a little HP here, and but the base station, I have no problem hitting Flint.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, I'm just on some cheap Chinese junk on the back. Yeah, in the garage here watching the kids ride the four-wheeler around.
It'll be interesting to watch Lions tomorrow. I'm playing Minnesota. They're 5-0, I believe.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I'm just watching the Michigan game here on my phone a little bit, watching the score. They need to come back. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, Michigan is in a rebuilding stage now, and I'm sure we all expected it. But it was the last 4 years was really good watching them.
Yeah, it was a wild ride. It's been fun. I got some good ties to Michigan, and it's going to be a rebuild mode, and it sucks being there, but we'll see.
Okay, good talking with you. My name is Richard. This is WRCQ 432. I'm almost at my destination, and I'm going to get some dinner going.
Hey, right on. Go Blue, WRTR 570, and go Lions tomorrow.
WSCG 417, I'm station and monitoring.
WSEX 400, monitoring.
WRTR 570, listening and monitoring. Am I breaking through 570 or am I too far out? Is this 400? If it's 400, I can hear you.
This is WSVX 400. I am down on the bottom side of Davisburg.
Love your call sign. No, I can hear you just fine.
That is awesome. I'm on a 25-watt mobile down here in the woods. And
I'm on a piece of Chinese junk in the backyard.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a ways from the Flint repeater. I didn't know if I'd be able to reach up there and touch that thing or not.
I'm up here just to the west, about 2.5 miles to the west of US 23 and Grand Blanc Road. And that's what I'm hitting is the Flint repeater.
I got you. Yeah, I'm about 15 minutes southeast of Holly.
Yeah, you're way down there.
Yep, just finished winterizing the boat. We got some chores done and getting ready to, I don't know, drink beer and go hunting.
Well, don't put the Michigan game on if you're a fan of that, because they are down 13-0. So I'm actually having an adult beverage right now, watching the kids ride the four-wheeler.
Yeah, my kids just put their bike away. Something like 5 watts of Chinese. WITG 959.
Are you able to hit any of the Detroit stuff down there where you're at?
I can if I, once I get just south of M59 there on Ormond. I work down in the Novi Wisdom area in a lot, so I can get it down there.
Yeah, right on. I work over in Brighton, and I can't hit any of the stuff. All I have is just handhelds. I don't have any mobile.
Yeah, I just picked this up last week, actually, put it in my service truck. We got five or six little handhelds running around, and my neighbors are also running handhelds.
That's cool. I wish there was something up in the Gaylord area where you know, I could talk to my relatives up there. Flip the Gaylords, that'd be pretty neat.
Yeah, I got family up there in Atlanta.
WSBE 445, Treasury Conversation. You can't just reach out when you're in Gaylord. You just have to hit the Sheboygan Tower.
Yeah, I know there's one up there in Sheboygan, but I can't hit it from where I'm at. I got to go up there by Northern Michigan Speedway. Is a pretty good area where I'm at.
Yeah, that's in my backyard.
Northern Michigan Speedway?
Yeah, I'm just east of 75. I take a couple back roads and I'm right over there.
I have probably gone ditch banging through your front yard with my snowmobile years ago. All my relatives live up there in Elmira.
You probably have. I'd like to have 50. Run up down in front of the house all the time. WSU 445.
My in-laws live right on the corner right there by the racetrack.
Yeah, I got to take that.
I know where you're at. I know exactly where you're at.
Yeah, I get quite a view during the winter months watching everybody run up and down through here.
My parents used to have a place on Coosick in between Reynolds and County Line there.
Nice. I actually get a lot of stuff where I'm at. I'm Trail 7's in my back.
Yeah, know all the Sabinskis and Metalskis and all them fellers up there.
Yeah, we're all moving up here just to relax and have a good time.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, guys. Hey, I'm going to go make me another one. You guys have a great one. 400, I can hear you all the way up here in Flint.
Appreciate it. 400 is going to clear as well. I got to get some chores done. Y'all have a great night.
You guys have a good night as well. You guys can use 445 clear.
WRTR 570 out.
WRTP 347 Dan. Just sitting on the side.
Station 544. Station 544, WIUG. 28, copy. IUG, 28, clear. That station is 421. This is WIUG 48.
WRZF 865 up on the Sheboygan repeater. I'm kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Copy?
You sounding good here, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills. How are you doing this afternoon or this evening?
Copy that. I'm doing wonderful, Jack. I'm up at a home I've got up in northern Michigan and just testing out a new HD up here. My name is Tim. I'm normally around the Romeo area, so we're not too far apart back downstate. Beautiful day up here. Hope you're doing well, sir.
Yeah, thank you. It's a beautiful day here at Rochester Hills. The temperature is 74, so It's not too bad at all. It's a very nice day. No wind blowing and no nothing. You know, just a driving, getting some grocery, and come back home. Roger?
Copy that. Yeah, I just got this TID radio, or whatever you call it, H-C-H-3, I think it is. And I got one of the Nagoya 771G antennas on it based on your recommendation, and just trying it out for the first time up here. It's about 68 or so degrees up here, beautiful sunshine, and like I said, just trying to hit the Sheboygan repeater, and sounds like it's working pretty well.
It's working excellent. You know, otherwise I would not tell you something else, but working really good. And a very clear audio, too, and that for that HD. Roger?
Sounds good, Jack. Well, hey, I appreciate the information and the signal report there. Just hope you have a great day down there. Enjoy this beautiful weather. We're going to go out and look for some elk out here in the northern Michigan woods and see what we can find. This is WRZF 865. We'll be clear on your final.
Good night. You take care. You have a good evening. I think if there's Bob out there in Sheboygan, so, you know, he'll hear you probably out there if you got that little walkie-talkie. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to be setting up a base station up here, too, and then hopefully get a chance to talk to Bob. I talked to him, you know, when I've been downstate in my truck, but I haven't had a chance to reach out to him up here yet. Roger?
Channel.
Go ahead, Bob.
RZP-544 for identification. If you're going to the Pigeon River, Tim Bridge Road and Osmond, be your best bet seeing elk this evening.
Sounds good, Bob. Thank you. This is WRZF 865. Yeah, we're actually up on Canada Creek property between Atlanta and Onaway, if you know where that is.
Sure do. You're in the right spot as well. All right, I'll let you all guys go. I'm busy here at the Home 20. I'll talk to you all soon. WRZP 544. Gentlemen, have a good evening.
Which repeater are you hitting on the Canada Creek? Over.
Yeah, this is WRZF 865. We're hitting the Sheboygan repeater.
Copy that. I'm down in Cummings, and there's nothing down there. So, all right, this is WRTP 347 out of Redford Cliff.
Sounds good, gentlemen. Well, thanks. Appreciate the feedback and the conversation. We're going to clear here and go on an elk ride. So everyone have a great evening. WRZF 865. We're clear.
Station 347. That will be 675 repeater. 675, the Mount Clemens repeater. Bob, take care. Have a good day. WIEG 48, clear. Station 504, go ahead.
Yeah.
you out there, Jim? 504-WIAG-488. You're not coming clear. You're not coming clear. I'll catch you later. I'm on my destination. Talk to you a little bit. WIUG, 488, clear.
WRAS 504, monitoring.
WRTC 347, system by the side.
WRTP 347, Dan, standing by.
Station 873, your audio is a little bit low, but you okay? You're on the repeater, WIUG 488.
Copy that. I heard you coming in loud and clear.
Sounding a lot better, a whole lot better. I think that way it'd be a little bit closer to the mic, I think. It's better. Anyhow, you're on the repeater, like I said, and you're sounding good now. WIUG 48.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, I'm on the Detroit repeater over here in Lincoln Park, downriver.
Well, that's good, anyhow. That is Detroit repeater. All right, sir, you take care, and you have a good day. WIUG, 48.
Copy that. You have a good day as well. WRZZ 873, clear.
WRH-667, portable, Saigon. WSEQ 575 listening. WRUH-667 portable side.
WFET544, anyone out there? WFET445.
You know what's really dumb about this whole thing is that I'm in Gaylord right now, and that repeater is farther away from both of us than we are at any given point.
Yeah, but I've got my antenna up right now. I've got my new SWR meter, and I needed to talk to you about some frequency adjustments here. I went and bought a laptop, and I've got the program running right now.
I stopped by. I took today, and I went around to all the repeaters. I went downstate some and hit all these different repeaters to see what the range was. I actually talked to a guy in Indianapolis on the Grayling repeater.
Wow, how far south were you?
When I hit him, I was on the south end of that Grayling repeater, which is, it doesn't have a real wide spread, but yeah. He just came across and said where he was from, and I'm like, excuse me? But yeah, he confirmed he was from just north side of Indianapolis.
That's a good outreach, let me tell you.
Yeah, because as far as I know, that's not on a link system. I don't think it's part of the MIA.
Wow. Yeah, I was just sitting here getting the base ready, doing some antenna adjustments, and seeing how things were looking.
Okay. I'm going to run into the store quick. I'll key up and let you know. I can stop by on my way home. We can get that programming done.
Sounds good. I'll make sure the dogs are out back so they're not trying to lick you today.
WFET544, clear.
WFET445, clear.
This is WRTC347.
Just on the side.
On station and monitoring.
Are you
867 portable flight.
Delta Sierra 707, any station, any station.
WSEU 445, I'm headed your way.
WSEU 445, sounds good.
Delta Sierra 747, calling any station, any station.
You
are Bay City, go ahead, Leslie. Is that a Bay City out here? It's sounding pretty staticky, but overall pretty good for the distance. I'm here in Livingston County, over.
Yeah, I heard Livingston County. The audio is kind of scratchy, but you're making it into the repeater, but I can't quite make out what you said. And here's Josh, Juliet Oscar Sierra Hotel, portable here in Bay City on the Mayville repeater.
Copy that, Josh. Thanks for coming back to me. My name is Ian, Indiana Alpha November. Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Radio I was talking to from the park? there off that way. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dan. Well, good to hear you, and keep in touch. Whatever you need, keep in touch with no problem at all. You take care, and I'll talk to you maybe later on tonight or tomorrow. WIUG 48.
Hey, okay, Jack. Yeah, good to talk again. And, of course, repeat the sound song about here. So, be well to say, WCI 847 Cleveland.
No, the station out there is not coming clear. I don't know why, but it's not coming clear, sir. WIUG 48, Rochester Hills. Sounding good at 348 station. Where your location at? I'm over here in Rochester Hills. Roger. Well, that station 348, you're not making it, so. Because you were sounding good, but now you're not sounding good at all. I mean, nothing I can understand. WIUG 48.
WRTB 448, Kurt from Groveland Township. Are you out there, Jack?
Yeah, 448. How you doing today?
I am very well today. I just turned on the radio a few minutes ago and heard you making some long distance contacts there. Over.
Yeah, I was talking to Cleveland, Ohio. Roger.
Are you able to reach Cleveland, Ohio regularly, or is it just every so often?
Almost, you know what? Between day and day, I have a good friend there. And he contacts me all the time. I contact him all the time. Roger.
Well, copy that. That's awesome. I didn't know if you would be able to get them on a semi-regular basis or not. Don't know much about what repeaters are down south that way. Over.
He always comes in on 625 Detroit repeater. Roger.
Copy that. And speaking of contacts, have you talked to Engineer Dan from Ohio lately?
This morning the band was open. Last night the band was open too. I didn't hear him at all. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I've spoken with him on one or two occasions in the past as well. About the same time, yeah, one time him, myself, and Mr. Boyd and Bob were all talking. Over.
Well, Sheboygan and Bob talk to everybody, so there's nothing new to put to him at all, so which is a good idea anyhow. Yeah, but you sound, I don't know, are you on the walkie-talkie?
Negative, I'm on my DB 40.
I see. Well, you're sounding good, but you're a little bit, you know, a crackling. I don't know what it is. I really don't know what it is. Maybe the weather or something like that anyhow. But the band is open tonight. Roger?
Copy that. You think I'm getting a little crackling from the band, possibly?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, I would say that because you're not by here or anywhere around Mount Clemens or Detroit. You're a little bit farther north. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. That was on my TV this morning, and that's only 4 watts. And the person I was talking to said I've never sounded better. I wonder if that has to do with conditions. Obviously, different set of circumstances with AM. Over.
Well, Kurt, the band was open this morning. It was all north of here was open. Flint, Saginaw, Bay City, Mayville, and Sheboygan, they were all open this morning.
Copy that.
I even talked to the guy north of Cadillac, 30 miles north of Cadillac. Roger?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good distance there. Yeah, I didn't have the radio on much today. I just spent a lot of time outside, went for a walk, you know, by the beach and everything. But, yeah, I don't know much else, Jack. I just wanted to check in and say hello to you. Over.
Occurred any time you like. I have no problem with that. And you take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48. Listen to it. Keep listening. You might get some out of Ohio. I was talking to Ohio on 297 from Ohio yesterday.
Copy that. I'll have the radio on the rest of the night. I really do appreciate your time and your conversation, Jack. So this is WRPV 448, Kurt, out of Groveland Township, Michigan, and I am clear and monitoring.
All right, Kurt, anytime you like. No problem at all. I'll talk to you. WIUG 48, clear. Station 296. That's station out there, 296. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
WSAS 561, Toledo, Ohio, looking for a radio check, please.
Station 561, you're sounding good, and I'm over here at Rochester Hills.
Okay, Jack, we talked before. I personal made a call. We talked a few weeks ago. Thank you, sir.
So how you doing today?
I'm just kicking back and relaxing for today. We had a hard day's work all week, you know. I'm 60 years old and starting to get a little hard to do. You know what I mean?
I do. I done that. Believe me, I used to work 7 days a week with no stop, 12 hours a day. I got tired of it. Then I said, that's it for me. I'm getting old every day. So that's why. Anyhow, you're sounding good, really, but, Roger.
Thank you.
got some health issues. I got diabetes. And,
I got one problem, that arthritis, you know, on my left leg, and that's what happened. You know, sometimes it gets you, you know what I mean, you can't even move nowhere. And I'm 72 years old, Roger. What you're saying. Well, good to hear you back anytime. Good talking to you. You take care and you have a good evening. WIUG 88 Rochester Hills.
You too, Jack. Thanks for the cue. So, on the side.
By the way, the band is open tonight, so I don't know how many people are going to be out there, but there's going to be a lot of people out there tonight.
I was bouncing around a little bit last night, and I got to Mount Clemens from Toledo, Ohio.
That's perfect, getting all the way there to Mount Pleasant, Ohio. It's really good. Anyhow, keep it up. I will talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 88.
WSAS 561. I'll be on the side. Thank you.
WFET 544, monitoring.
Whiskey 7, Charlie Zimmer, 810, mobile monitoring.
WFEU 445, monitoring.
Four four five. Good evening to you. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile.
How's it sound at your end? WSCU 445.
So quieting. Mobile. I'm in Saginaw coming off the Mayville machine right now. You're sounding real good.
Thank you, sir. I'm coming in off the Sheboygan repeater.
Yeah, roger that. Camp Placid, sounding real good.
Thank you, sir. Greatly appreciated. New equipment, just giving her a test run.
What are you running?
Just set up a receiver. It's a 40 watt. Set it up as a base station right now.
Yeah, okay, very good. I got a Motorola CDM1550LS that I'm running for my mobile here. Putting out probably about 40 watts or so, 45 watts, somewhere around there.
Sounding real good. Just a little bit of scratch here and there, but very well, can hear very well.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I kind of expect a little bit of scratch here and there, considering, like I said, I've been Saginaw on the machines all the way out in Mayville there. So that's quite a good jump from here. I'll switch over to Bay City one, and you can tell me if that sounds any better.
I'll do that. I'll keep listening for you. I'm hitting Sheboygan out of Gaylord right now.
Alrighty there, 445, just switched over to the Bay City one. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Does it sound any better?
Still sounded about the same, but it's still clear. It is audible. Can understand. It sounds good.
Ironically, the Mayville machine is probably 3 or 4 times further away from me than the one I'm currently on. But that Mayville one has a really good footprint on it.
Yeah, you're still sounding the same, so it's possibly on your end, an antenna location, maybe do some adjustment on your end, but the repeater gives what it gets, so, but it's sounding the same as Mayville was.
Yeah, roger that. We had one here in Saginaw. Nobody seems to know what happened with it. It all of a sudden disappeared one day, and I've been looking at the groups online. I haven't seen anything about what's going on with it. So, who knows? Hopefully, it's a technical issue, and they'll get it back up soon.
Yeah, it sounds like what happened here. We had one in Mancelona, and I haven't been able to hit it here for a while. I don't know what happened to that one.
Yeah, with the Saginaw one, it's completely down. You know, I'll hear a QSO going on one of the other machines here and switch over to Saginaw one and dead quiet, so the whole thing is down. But, like I said, hopefully it'll come back up.
You can always hope. I just recently got back into this. I was CB for a long time. Just got into the GMRS now, and I'm really enjoying it, so I hope we can get it back online.
Yeah, kind of funny. I grew up with CB myself, and I just got into GMRS probably about 6 months ago, and I'm just recently getting back into CB again. Right down the road from where I live, there's a guy that I know that he's got a little shop that he runs out of his house, and you know, we've been kind of messing around on that a little bit now, trying to get a little group going.
Sounds good. Maybe we'll catch up on the CB sometime here. I'm going to sit down here and add some more programming, get the rest of the programming done and everything. I appreciate your comeback and let me know how it sounded here. WSEU 445, clear.
Alright, you have a good evening. Pleasure chatting with you. This is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile. We will be monitoring.
Hey, 810, this is WSPN 300.
The 300, you're kind of scratchy in there. I can somewhat make it out, though, guys.
I'm in Big City and in HD. What, are you on the 550 or the 625?
Don't laugh at me. I couldn't even tell you right now. It's programming in the radio, and I don't even know which one it is, I'll be honest with you.
All right. Talk to you later. WSBN 300, name is Joe. Talk to you later. Thanks.
Roger that. Have yourself a good evening. Whiskey Sam Charlie 310.
This is WRTV 448. Can I get a radio check real quick? Over.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just checking to see how my signal's getting out this time of night. Over. Are you on the walkie-talkie? Jack, that's you again, eh? No, I'm on my Radiotomy DV40. Over.
Well, your audio is good, your signal is good, just a couple of, you know, cracklings, that's about it. A little bit of cracklings. Are you on 725 repeaters?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, so you're close to that Flint, Michigan. Roger.
Yeah, very close, about 10 or 15 minutes down the freeway close.
Let me ask you a question. What's the name of the antenna you got out that way?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a no-name antenna that I got for like $27. I know you told me about the new one you got, and I looked it up and everything. It's a nice antenna you bought.
Oh, yeah, that Harvest PC-200. That's how I'm on right now, that PC-200. And I talk all over. Roger.
Yeah, Yeah, you're coming in nice and clear. I know I've got cheap coax, and I know the antenna's not the greatest, but to get out there and do the job, I bought that, you know, just because I wasn't sure what I needed yet. I didn't want to spend a lot of money. But I'll probably upgrade again in another year or so, I'm thinking. Over.
You know what? You do need the really antenna, VHF, UHF, like mine. Mine is VHF, UHF. And you know what? You'll be a lot better, believe me. You sound like me. If you get that radio you got there, it's a good radio, by the way. And that DB24, I got the DB20G, and you can see the difference.
Yeah, you sound really clear tonight. Over.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if you heard me. I was talking to Cleveland about a couple of hours ago. Roger.
Yeah, I had spoken with you right after you had gotten done speaking to Cleveland. Over. Yep.
Do that next year. Maybe this year is too late, but do that next year. You'll be sound a lot better. And you got a beautiful radio, by the way. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG48.
Thank you again, Jack. And we'll be in touch with you soon. This is WRPB448, clear and monitoring.
DQ-996, monitoring the frequency.
WXAS
561 New Ohio. Thank you.